Not bad, right? Yeah. Pretty neat guy, yeah. And this is a song about him. Here we go. It's called The Town Where You Lived and the You Is Me. The last part's not part of the title. It's just called The Town Where You Live. Shut up and play the song, Phil. Here goes.
That's Phil. I am drained, cause it's rained and it's rained for the last 20 days. You won't give up an inch, no, not one little ray from the sun on the face of the town where you live. It's been years, I've got hundreds more fears and tried not to, as much as I've tried, giving way to the flood of my tears in the mud on the ground of the town where you died. And of all of the streets that I have found, there is only one I have left to bound.
Guitar in my monitor here. Just give me a little strum there, Dalio, baby. See what you got there. Or anything else.
Just have the main.
Just none of them wedges are.
I like
that. Oh my God! There it is.
Hello.
You to man.
Now I'm actually going to ask if this can come down a little bit. Thanks,
brilliant.
Josh. You're awesome.
I'm not sure what it's doing. Perfect.
Or it's really hot in the... I'm not sure.
All right, so here, now I'm going to talk about something I do know everything about, and that's love. Because when I grew up in my little town of 16 houses when it was booming, I listened to country music and I watched Days of Our Lives. So I know everything on how to fail at love. And here's a song that we wrote country style in talking about being a fool for a boy and that boy taking full on advantage of it. So don't do that. Either. It's called Fool for You. I'm leaving, 'cause I'm so tired of never knowing what to do. I'm feeling you got me higher to be a fool for you. I dreamed you'd love me. I dreamed you'd want me. If I did more than you asked me to. But all you needed was for someone to prove a fool for you. Oh, to be a fool.
Much about love since those days, though.
You learn from your mistakes. I learned Samantha Brady knows nothing. Nothing. It's too much passion. So we traveled around the world last year with a fellow passenger. Have you heard of him? Yeah, I know. He's awesome. And so we ended up, when we were in America, we did a whole lot of different videos of, we did like covers of songs from the places that we were. So we picked like 8 or 9 songs that we really loved, and we decided to do little videos for them. And this happened to be one. Just for instance, like in New York, we decided to do The Only Living Boy in New York. And in Chicago, we did a Chicago song. And when we got to Minneapolis, we said, well, Prince. We were in his dressing room where Purple Rain was done, right? Churchill?
Yeah. I was there.
You were just right there.
Yeah, I was there. I was just picturing it. I was smelling Prince's dressing room in my mind.
Yeah, a club called Fifth Avenue where they shot Purple Rain.
Yeah, so we decided to do Prince song there, and Mike was sweet enough to let us take the reins on it. And this is a song that was made popular by Sinead O'Connor. So a lot of people don't even know it's a Prince song, which is crazy. So here's, we're going to do the... Oh, and another fact is, when we did those videos, nobody had any problems with it, but when we put this one up, Prince's people got in touch with us and said, take it down or we're going to sue you.
Yeah. Prince. But you know what? Maybe someday, when Mr. Prince decides to do one of our songs...
Now, you know what?
We're going to totally let him do it.
We'll say, absolutely, man.
We're going to take the high road.
It would be an honor, Prince.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
You know what, Prince? And we forgive you.
Yeah. Yeah, Canada. That's how we roll.
Can't stand up to nobody.
Here's Nothing Compares to You, and We're Sorry.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whoever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away these blues. 'Cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. You can sing all day if you want. It's been so long without you here, like a bird without a song. And nothing can stop these falling tears from falling. Tell me, baby, where did I go wrong? I can put my Mama. in the backyard. All died when you went away.
Probably doesn't then.
Shag him.
He might have just been threatened too, because if you don't know, Prince is a small guy. And has a notorious short guy complex. And he might have just been threatened by the three of us.
I'm scared.
Giants, yes.
Peeking out at 5'5" and a bit apiece, you know. So. Alright, here's a brand new song about.
Prince.
just wrote it backstage.
No, it's about another one named superstar, passenger, and a couple of the guys that were on tour with him. You look like you want to say something.
I'm just gonna say he's gonna take the lead on this song.
Yes.
He's gonna take the lead. Thanks.
And It's about a bunch of these guys. When you get to travel around with rock stars and you see the tour buses and that whole life and everything, you kind of decide what they're probably like on their own. And then you get to meet them and you get to know them. They're just normal sweet boys, man. They miss their girlfriends and their moms and, like, you know, they're not all just kind of freaking out and trashing hotel rooms. They're looking around shops and airports for trinkets to bring people. Like, it's just sweet, normal fellas, and sometimes I think that that the whole rock star world kind of it begs them to sort of take over a little bit these days now, you know. And there's that sort of reckless abandon, I think, of the 60s and 70s, where you could just sort of do whatever you wanted. That's kind of gone away now. Music's back in the hands of the artist, so you got to be a little more conscious. And sometimes the adult that we grow into is uptight. The adult that we are that drives the bus, now and then, obviously safety first, but, you know, the little kid inside of us all should be allowed to take the wheel and not crash the bus, but beat it up a little bit now and then. And, you know, just sort of...
That's the message.
Yeah, that's the message. Let the little kid inside of you take over and screw up now and then. And have a bit of fun, and then you can become the adult and deal with it afterwards, right? This is a brand new song. It's called The Boy You Used to Be. Well, we know that you've been getting tired, 'cause lately you've not been on fire. You're feeling yourself, but you carved out of wood. And it'll never get easy, but baby, it's gonna get good. You say that she's jealous, she'll say that you're wrong, but you know that she'll know before summer's gone, because it's already dragged on for too long. He's jealous like you, but this sings in a song, because you'll never get all of the things that you could. Thank you.
not a reason why. Hold your heart up to the stars in the sky. Where you go, it just means the harder you try. But you keep looking up, cause you're that kind of guy.
Much worse one in Newfoundland, where she was, you know, basically she lived in a house with this guy, and he kept making her pregnant with babies, and she kept having those babies, and he wouldn't marry her, which doesn't seem like that big of a deal now, but in 1750s, when this was going on in Newfoundland, it was a huge deal, and she seduced her cousin, which was totally fine back then, and still is fine in Newfoundland. We call them cousbins. And it's not true. It's not always true. And, so basically what she did was she seduced her husband and one of her husband's employees. He was a big merchant, and all they found was a rifle, her husband's body, and some blood on the wharf. Now, there's no real proof that she did anything wrong. There was some sort of admission of conspiring, but, you know, they decided to use her as a bit of a pawn between the Protestants and the Catholics, and sadly and inhumanly and grotesquely, they swung her out the courthouse window, and it was a horrible thing to do. So we've kind of done a little bit of a reimagining of that, where we've made it so she's absolutely cool, and she's the name that doesn't get named on the schoolyard, but the kids sing a little thing about her, because St. Francis comes down and brings her back up to heaven, because, you know,
she was so wronged,
and it was so unjust that she's kind of gives her a bit of a flaming sword in this story. So in this song, as it goes right now, God, this is a lot of information, isn't it? Don't worry about it. You'll hear it all again in a second. Song version. But, at the moment, with this happening in the song, Geraldine's sort of singing the part of Catherine, she's getting her husband drunk and trying to seduce him to rile him up to murder her husband. Her, well, didn't quite become her husband. And she's saying, like, you know, what do you want? My body? Do you want booze? You want everything? Here's my terrible story, and here's the reason why you should do this. Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? If you're going to do it, decide right now, because that's him that just walked right in. So there you go. This is where we are. Heavens.
Francis of Assisi said, Lord, I'm in distress. I've preached about your mercy, but your children couldn't care less. They take your laws and break your laws and use them to their gain. Well, it's been 600 years and nothing has been changed. I was a girl who loved her father, till he left this for the sea, and caring for my mother and my brothers fell to me. I took my hair down, pulled my skirt up, till I met a merchant's son. But the rich just saw a wretch who slept her way out of the slum. So can you finish up your glass, and I'll buy you another one. I'll satisfy your thirst, because I need a dark. His father is the devil, and his mother Satan's wife. They had dinner with the colonel and served a deal to ruin my life, to recruit both of my brothers who were never fit to fight. And they sent those simple boys off to be slaughtered on the lines, and with their bodies still warm on the fields, our home was sent to grief. There was no men now in our house and forfeit property. And I begged and begged my husband, but his ears were deaf to me. So I saw my grieving mom, he turned out on the street. So can you finish up your glass, and I'll buy you another one. I'll satisfy your thirst, because I need a dark gun. When I walked my way out, their smiles told me what was to come. And if I wind up in a cell with the gallows freshly hung, I beg you, please, Lord, don't forgive them, for they know just what they've done. But save some of your mercy, Lord, I plead, for they have made a murderer of me. And no, sir, you cannot know my name. There's no fortune. Here to declare divorce, and now the time for crime approaches. Give me your word now that the fury of your forces find his master brow, that his carriage and his horses haul a corpse cross down to his parents who will weep over his rushing down. I can hear the hooves around and turn your eyes. Have sealed my fate, but the poor can find no justice, and it fills our hearts with hate. Am I damned for all eternity? closer. You cannot know my name. There's no fortune in my fame. There should be no memory of what I've changed. And when the judgment comes, I will dream of dying and liberty. You cannot know my name. There's no fortune in my fame. There should be no memory. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home, and the nights get so long, and the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. Sonny carries a load, though he's barely a man. There ain't all that to do, still he does what he can. And he watches the sea from a room by the stairs. And the waves keep on rolling, they've done that for years. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the silence gets so long, and the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. It's 100 miles to town, Sonny's never been there. And he goes to the highway and stands there and stares. And the mail comes at 4, and the mailman is old. But he still dreams his dreams full of silver and gold. Sonny's dreams can't be real, they're just stories he's read. They're just stars in his eyes, dreams in his head. And he's hungry inside for the wide world outside, and I know I can't hold him, though I've tried, and I've tried, and I've tried. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong.
Song that you're gonna know. This is our last song. Thank you so much for coming and enjoying the tree right with us. You've been amazing. Here's a song by Elvis. It's called Fools Rush In. I'm a big fan. Thank you so much. You guys are unreal. Like, you make us feel like really good about ourselves.
Round of applause for the ones, please. Thank you.